Last year in America, approximately 12 billion songs were downloaded. 12 billion. The record industry argues that every time somebody downloads a song, chances are companies lose a sale.
I've seen plenty of data that tells us that when you go online and you steal music, the likelihood that you're going to then go out and buy it is reduced.
Is he right or wrong?
Well, I would say largely wrong. Largely wrong.
Startlingly, Professor Coleman Strumpf has co-authored a new study that finds the effect of all those downloads on music is what?
Is virtually zero.
Virtually zero? Like no effect at all?
That's our basic conclusion, yes.
But how can that be? When people get 12 billion songs for nothing, how could that not affect sales?
Sometimes people are downloading to sample, to learn maybe about some songs that they haven't heard on the radio.
The professors argue that people use the internet mostly to listen to music, not to buy. So downloading creates more listening, buying is about the same. So much so, this is a quote, it would take 5,000 downloads to reduce the sales of an album by one copy. So if downloading has such little effect, why have music sales gone down? Professor Strumpf blames the 90s. The 1990s were too good to be true. Because in those flush times, kids had more money for music, plus hip-hop was new and huge and a big seller, plus adults were replacing records with CDs. But after 2001, flush times were over, so kids had less money for music. Hip-hop is older and sales are flatter, and adults have replaced their records. That's why sales have dropped. Wrong, says the industry. Downloading hurts. But this new study at least raises the question, maybe downloading doesn't hurt that much. Robert Krulwich, ABC News, New York.